Good morning, everybody. This is Saturday morning, and I have raised the volume on the recording app that I have here on my laptop because it was pointed out to me that the volume is quite low. So hopefully this is a bit improved. I'm sat here with my coffee in my gym jams. I still haven't got dressed, even though I've been cleaning up the kitchen, I've been washing some clothes, cleaning the stove, feeding the cats, pottering about. Don't you just love pottering about? It's one of my favourite pastimes. You know, there's a lot of people who say, are you not sad living on your own? And do you not get lonely? My response is always kind of surprise, because I do actually like living on my own, because it allows me the freedom to do whatever I want to do. I mean, if I just want to potter about on a Saturday morning, I'm not answerable to anybody. Well, I say not answerable to anybody. Hey, I've got two cats and a dog. Two boys and a girl. And they do actually put a little bit of pressure on me in the morning, you know, because before I even think about lighting the stove and boiling the kettle and making myself a pot of coffee, I've got to feed those cats. And then if I don't feed Jack, well, he has food all the time, but if I don't give him a treat, he starts to feel a little bit left out, and I don't want to invoke any kind of bad vibes between those little beings, you know. So I've been thinking about how this podcast is going to move forward now that I've discovered how to put it straight onto the website. So I was thinking that the podcast could possibly have kind of two arms to it, two branches, if you like. The one arm, the one branch would be this that I'm doing now, which is just like an audio diary, or more of an audio journal, because you know how I spill over into the realms of of all kinds of stuff. I don't really stick to any script. I don't have a script. I don't like scripts. But the other aspect of the podcast, the other arm of it, I was thinking could be more of a storytelling podcast, because Ireland, of course, and you know, is a great place for storytelling, because as you probably know, the Celts did not write anything down. Everything was passed on by word of mouth, and so the storytelling aspect of cultural life was probably the most important aspect of it, because therein was all the history of the tribes, and each tribe, each clan, each family had its own bard or storyteller that could recount going back, you know, scores of generations, the story of the tribe, the story of the family. So I have lots and lots of stories within my own family, but it's kind of personal, so I don't really want to share it just out there on the web for everyone, because there are lots and lots of people who would tune in to my website, and you know, you're very, very welcome. But there aren't that many that actually subscribe to the membership website, which is the second website, is the private one, which is Beltinmer Cottage Good Life. Because as I've explained before, there's two websites. There's the public one, which is this one now, which is Beltinmer Cottage. And that carries the bulk of all the material that I've written, and photographed here at Beltimer Cottage over the past 12, getting on for 13 years. The private website, which is Beltimer Cottage Good Life and its membership only, affords me an income. Because again, I have said this before, but my only income is Beltimer Cottage. So whatever I do here at Beltimer Cottage provides me with an income of sorts. Mind you, having said that, most of what I put out is absolutely free. So I am a little bit of a contradiction, aren't I? The stories of my family, and they go back generations. Some of them are very funny. Some of them are quite poignant. One or two sad ones. Tend not to focus on those too much, because I like to be able to tell a story and bring people to a point of positive energy, or energy that goes some way to replenishing their own spirit. And maybe it's just that I empathise very strongly with people, but I find sad stories quite upsetting. Now therein lies a very interesting observation as well. Over the 12 and a half, 13 years that I've been here, I've gone from being quite a no-nonsense person to a person who cries quite easily. And I do feel very strongly it's because I am feeling more, that kind of aspect of the left brain thinking, which is so prevalent in the world today and which is creating so much destruction as well, may I add, is not as strong in me. I'm more of a right brain thinker when I do think, when I do engage my brain. So it's more in pictures, it's more in creativity, it's more in the visual and the arts. And I've become much more intuitive. So I'm using my heart more. And I think, I know that is because I've become very close with Mother Earth. Having spent, the past 12 and a half years with her, and when I'm not actually out there on the land with her, I'm here in the cottage with her, with the back door open. So her presence is quite tangible. And lots of people who have visited here, and there have been thousands over the years, have commented on that there is a presence here, and they can feel that. And many garden visitors have got quite emotional, and especially towards the end of their visit, when they feel that they're about to leave, they become quite emotional. And quite a few have cried, which doesn't surprise me because I know how strong the energy is here. So getting back to the podcast and the audio, I'm going to put the personal stuff on the membership only site, and I'm sure you understand why I'm doing that. If you want to become a member of that site, there is a link on the website. There is a link to subscribing to the Beltimer Cottage Good Life, which is the private membership site. So, the morning is beautiful, absolutely gorgeous out there, blue skies. So many of the leaves now have dropped. So the earth has become this beautiful kind of an orange colour with all the leaves upon it. And I'm going to go out and snap a few photographs and put them up on the website with this podcast. And set about then reorganising my study in here, because it's got very dusty. I need to take all the books out and give them a good clean and clean the shelves, dust the shelves. So I have a bowl of warm water with a little bit of homemade soap in it, and I've got one of those incredible little cloths. They're microfiber cloths. Now again, I'm not one for anything other than natural materials, but when it comes to cleaning anything, these microfiber cloths are fantastic. And you don't have to actually use anything with them, just a little bit of soap and water, squeeze them out, and away you go. You know, you can clean and dust and everything. So, thank you to my friend Angela for introducing me to the microfiber cloth a couple of years ago in England when I was over there visiting. So what else have I got to say before I finish this podcast? Ah, yeah. Right. Now, the seed site is up on the website, Seeds for Sale. Already, some of the seeds have literally gone. So the native bluebells that I harvested the seed from here at Belton Cottage, they're all gone. Hughes cabbage, I think, is gone. And there's a few other varieties of heritage seeds that I've been saving here over the 12 years have actually gone. So if you want to ensure the seeds that you want for next spring, and you know, we are already at the end of the first week of winter, so there's another 11 weeks to go, because here, of course, spring comes in on the 1st of February, which is Imok. So if you want any seeds, please, to avoid disappointment, get onto the website and put your order in. So, now, if you like this music, Jan Costello, there is a link to Jan's music on at least two of the videos that I posted up on Belton Cottage YouTube. So if you look in the information below the video, you will see links to where you can buy this music. I think his music is fabulous, actually, just fabulous. I love it. It's music is very important to me, because I don't have television and I wouldn't have television. And I find the radio can be interspersed far too much with either advertisements or news, which in my estimation, which is pretty informed, is more views than news, and I don't want to hear right-wing views about anything. I think we have enough totalitarianism in the world. So music is very important. So one of the things I do have here, which is valuable to me, is my stereo. And I recently upgraded my stereo because I thought, well, music allows me to focus more, allows me to think more, takes me off on journeys, and I don't have an MP3 player or anything like that. I just have lots and lots of CDs. I actually like the physical aspect of putting a CD into the player and just listening. Beautiful stuff. So there you go. So that's how the podcast, Belton College podcast, is going to go. So I'll keep putting podcasts up on the free website, of course, because I've never been mean about stuff like that. I've always tried to keep the spirit of generosity, which is at the core of Belton College, going. Hence, virtually everything that I put up onto the net is completely free for everyone. And those who choose to subscribe to membership, which affords me a small living, and I say small living, but it's enough, I can't complain, then thank you for doing that. That's it. I hope you have a lovely day, and I shall go and take some photographs. Blessings to you all.